The West Virginia State Auditor, J.B. McCuskey, made a presentation at the August 7th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, which introduced his office's new website, wvcheckbook.gov. McCuskey explained that the website details all purchases by the state government in real time and is searchable by any citizen who wishes to find out how their taxes are being spent by all state agencies, except for the State Board of Education, which so far has resisted being made part of this transparency website. When any purchase is made by a participating agency, that agency's financial program automatically forwards that purchase to the new website. As an example, McCuskey went onto the website, which was displayed live on a large screen in the room, and entered a search page. He said that since the West Virginia Supreme Court is in the news right now for dubious purchases, he performed a search of the Supreme Court's government P-card purchases, looking for any purchases at Victoria's Secrets over the past several years. Lo and behold, the website popped up a purchase at the Victoria's Secrets in 2017 in the amount of $100. Since purchases at a store like Victoria's Secrets cannot possibly be a valid or legal use of a government credit card, McCuskey said that any citizen can click on a link to demand an explanation of that purchase. He explained that expenditures as well as sources of income and tax revenues can be tracked. The site will also allow people to pull up comparison reports of revenues and spending for multiple years. Their goal, McCuskey explains, is to expand the site to include revenues and spending for each of the 55 county commissions. Certified arborist Ken Beasley provided the commissioners a report on the condition of the trees on the courthouse lawn. There is a large dead oak tree that needs to be removed and three sugar maples that need immediate pruning. He provided an estimate of $1,900 to do this. Beasley also pointed out that the courthouse maintenance has been treating the large ash tree in the yard against a disease that is killing off ash trees. He said this is a great thing, as untreated ash trees will perish, but this one will survive. The commissioners authorized this tree work. In other actions, the commissioners approved the following: the 911 center's agreement totaling $14,500 with CityNet to provide fiber internet services to the 911 center. Authorized the Day Report Center to spend up to $15,000 for purchase of a used four-wheel drive vehicle to transport center and drug court clients. Received updates from the County Prevention Coalition, the County Senior Programs, and the American Red Cross. They authorized contributions to six nonprofit organizations: $5,000 to the County Prevention Coalition, $4,000 to the Tucker Foundation, $2,900.74 to the senior programs for vehicle repairs, fuel, and vehicle registration costs, $2,000 to the American Red Cross, $5,000 to the Pocahontas County Historical Society to repair the museum porch, and $750 to Brian's Battery to help put on the Droop Mountain Battle Civil War reenactment in October. They made the final payment and closed out the contract with Michael Vance to replace locks at the former shoe factory building. They approved putting up a 50% match amounting to $134,553.84 on a grant to purchase new voting machines. They approved the emergency absentee voting policy for the November general elections. They appointed Janet Jigo and J.L. Clifton to six-year terms on the Hospital Board of Trustees. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.